Tom Cerruturi, the head coach of the Beavers, joining us here outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, I thought for the better part of 59 and a half minutes, you guys were the better team, and here you lose it 3-1 tonight.
I don't think so, Schulze. I don't want to sit there and disagree with you and be that guy, but I thought they were the better team. It's just funny how you look at a game, you know, for your eyes versus my eyes. But I thought overall, you know, the first 10 minutes was all Augustan. I thought the last 10 minutes of the first period, we got our legs under us. I thought the second period, we were chasing the game. We weren't connected at all. The third period, we were just, well, obviously, again, we were scrambled. We changed a lot of things and just to try to get a shot in the arm. But, again, we had a little success there maybe the last couple minutes. But I thought overall, again, I thought it was well-deserved by them, in my opinion.
Faceoff, Dacia owned them, and I thought that led to a territorial anyway. And possession-wise, you were in the offensive zone a lot anyway. Did you not have enough in front of the net? Did you not have enough support away from the puck? What was it in the
we
offensive
We had poor
end?
Support. You're spot on, Schulze. See, we had poor support, and that's the thing. Again, the first two periods, RF2 was slow as molasses in January. You got to get two guys on the puck, and we had too many times. They had two, we had one, and you're only going to survive so long.
I don't know if I've seen a stranger start to a game with three penalties called right away and then another penalty, and then they score a power play goal, and then they score 26 seconds later. That's just an odd way to start a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. And we were down early, and we had a hell of a time getting back.
Riley Funk with a monster day in the faceoff dot. Oliver Peer with a monster day in the faceoff dot. That's three games in a row now. You guys have done pretty well against these guys on the faceoff dot.
Yeah.
Anything in particular, or is that just the way that these three games have gone?
Probably just the way they've gone. I can't sit there and, you know, tell you anything more than that, Schulze.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
Yep.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.